Yeah, so Shankara like starts the seventh shloka with a Purvapaksha statement. So he says, Nanu sarva hi gati hi agatyanta samyogaha viprayogantaha iti prasiddham katam uchyate tad dhama gatanam nasti nivritti hi iti shrinu tatra karanam. So a person asks the objection, Nanu sarva hi gati hi agatyanta, all gati, all like reaching or whatever is being reached, or all path, there will be like agati and antam, like there will be again coming back, going. So gati will surely have agati, means again coming back, returning. It's like samyogaha vipra yogantaha. Samyogam. Samyogam means splitting. Samyogam means conjunction. Then it will be like followed by vipra yoga antaha. Vipra yogam means like disassociation. So association is followed by separation. Similarly, gati or going is followed by returning or agati. It's iti prasiddham, is thus famous. So then how do you say that katam uchyate? Then how do you say that dhamma is like a person, once he goes to that dhamma gatanam nasti nivritti, a person who has gone there, how doesn't he return back? Iti shrinu tatra karanam. So listen to this, the reason for that, that is the answer of Lord in the seventh shloka. So that is the seventh shloka answers this objection, that how is this any gati has a return, agati. So how is it that like this gati is something which once you attain you do never return again? That is the answer for this objection. This objection is answered in the seventh shloka. So mamaiva paramatmanah narayanasya amshah bhagah avayavah kadeshah iti anartantaram jivaloke jivanam loke samsare jivabhutah karta bhokta iti prasiddha sanatanah chirantanah. Mamaiva, my alone, like mamaiva means what? Paramatmanah narayanasya, paramatmas or narayanas. Amshah. So amsha means like bhagam. Bhagam means like it's a kind of part or something. Avayavam. Avayavam means if a particular part of the body, a limb or something. And kadeshaha. Kadeshaha means a fragment, a piece. So all these are anarthantaram, are different meanings for amsham. So amsham is either a bhagam, a particular part, avayavam, a particular portion of the body, or kadeshaha. Kadeshaha means a fragment. Jiva loke means jivanam loke, in the world of jivas, in the world of various jivas, means what? Samsare, in the samsaram. So jiva bhutaha, jiva bhutaha, in the like mamaiva, my own amsham, jiva loke, in the jiva loka, in the samsara, jiva bhutaha. Jiva bhutaha means what? Karta bhokta iti prasiddha. Jiva bhutaha means like the jiva, the individual self, which is both the karta and the bhokta, is famous as karta and bhokta. Sanatanaha means chirantanaha, it is eternal. So my own amsham is in the jiva loka, in the samsara, is the jiva. Jiva who is the karta and bhokta, and he is famous and he is sanatana. So here Shankara clearly specifies jiva as karta and bhokta. So jiva is not the kutastha atman, but jiva, what he means here, is the karta bhokta or the ahankaram or the reflected consciousness. Yata jala surya kaha surya amshaha jala nimitta paaye surya meva gatva na nivartate cha teneva atmana gacchati vam eva. So Shankara gives here two explanations, two based on the reflection theory and the adjunction theory, based on like Pratibimbavadam and Avichedavadam, as to how there is no gati for this amsham. Yata jala suryakah, as the jala suryakah, or the like the sun reflected in jalam. Surya amsham, it is an amsham of Surya. It's an amsham of Surya, it's a part of Surya. Jala nimitta paaye, like depending on, like when jala or water is removed, water is removed, jala nimitta apaye, apaye means removal. So when jalam is removed, surya meva gatva, it goes into Suryan. Surya meva gatva, it goes into Surya alone. And na nivartate cha, and cha na nivartate, and it doesn't return back. Teneva, similarly, atmana gacchati. So similarly, into atman gacchab, or going happens. For whom? For the jiva. So the first line of Shankara says, speaks about the jiva as the amsham. So that jiva, even as jala suryam is an amsham of suryam, and when jalam vanishes, goes into surya and never returns, similarly, this amsham of jiva, when the upadis or the reflection medium vanishes, atmana gacchati, it goes into atman, and then we can add that na nivartate, it doesn't return back because there is only gacham. So this is based on the reflection theory. So as per the reflection theory, the reflection is surely an amsham, is a part of the original. Now how do you define part? So the part here cannot be something which is like a body part. It cannot be the part of a, like the part of a body, because such a thing which has parts like the body is insentient, it's not sentient. We can say that trees are sentient, trees have life, but still they have parts. But it is the same case as with the body. It's not the trees which have parts, it's the jiva in the tree which has. It's not the tree which is living, but the jiva in the tree which is living. So any entity with parts cannot be sentient. So jiva, which is the karta and the bhokta, has to be sentient. It has to have sentience, which is derived from the original consciousness. Therefore, it is called a part. Any part doesn't exist apart from the original. Doesn't have existence apart from the original. Cut down a branch of a tree, it's a part of a tree. But still, branch doesn't have existence apart from the tree. Cut it from tree, it's not a branch. So any part depends on the original. So that is what's the meaning of the amsham here. So this is about reflection theory. So next Shankara speaks about the upadi theory. Yata gataadyupadi parichinno gataadyakashah akashamshah san gataadi nimitta apaye akasham prapya na nivartate. Like even as gataadi upadi parichinno gataadi akashah, like that which is limited by the upadi of gata etc., and such gata etc. akasham means gata akasham, gataadi upadi parichinna gataadi akashah. So gataakasham, matakasham and all those are akashamsham. It is an amsham of akasham, sun. Though it's an amsham of akasham, gataadi nimitta paaye, when gatam and the upadi of gatam and other things are removed, akasham prapya, it attains akasham and in nivartate, it doesn't return back. Similar is the case with this amsham, this sanatana amsham of karta bhokta. It is called sanatanam because it is indifferent from the original. It is a part of the original, therefore it has eternality of the original, it has sentience of the original, but the kartrutvam and the bhoktrutvam, the suffering, the happiness, everything is not eternal, it's only temporary. So this amsham, any amsham, like even if it is like the case of like upadi, shows that the amsham has like the properties of the original, like eternality, everything, because it's an amsham, it merges into the, it doesn't have separate existence. But it also has that which is not there in original, which is the happiness, sorrow and all those things. Ataha, therefore, upapannam uptam yad gatvana nivartante iti. Upapannam means it is logical. What? Uptam, whatever has been said, whatever has been said, yad gatvana nivartante iti. That which the Lord has said, that yad gatvana nivartante, it is logical enough. Now there is another objection raised. Nanu niravayavasya paramatmanah kutaha avayavah kadeshah amshah iti. The Paramatman is niravayavam. Paramatman means without any parts. So such a Paramatman, how can he have avayavam? How can he have like portions? Kadesham, how can he have fragments? Amsham, how can he have parts or fragments? Iti. If you ask this, then the answer is Savayatveta cha vinasha prasangah avayava vibhagat. Then why such a self, such Paramatman cannot be Savayavam? The objectioner raises the question and gives a reason as to why it cannot be Savayavam. Savayavate, if Savayavam, if Paramatman is Savayavam, cha vinasha prasangaha means like nasham will surely happen. That prasangam, nasham will, is inevitable, nasham will enter into it. Avayava vibhaga, due to the vibhagam, due to the bhagam or the splitting of the avayavas. So, like, since avayavas have to split out at some point of time, therefore, savayavam, it cannot be savayavam. So, Paramatman is niravayavam. Since Paramatman is niravayavam, then how can he have hamsham? That is the question. So Shankara says, Nayesha Doshaha. This is not a dosham, this is not a fault. Why? Avidya Krito Upadi Parichinaha Kadesha Hamshaha Iva Kalpito Yataha. Yataha, because Yasmat, because Kadesha Amshaha, Kadesham, Amsham and all those things, the Amsham is Avidya Krita Upadi Parichinaha. Like it is like these amshams, like these amshams are formed out of limitation. Avidyakrita upadi parichinna. It is parichinna means limitation of the upadi created by avidya. Upadi created by avidya seems to limit these amshams and make these amsham. And how are they real? Iva kalpitaha. So that means Iva kalpitaha. So it is not real but imagined. Iva like kalpitaha. Kalpita, imagined, it is like amsha Iva. It is like amsham and kalpitam. So this is not a dosham because such an amsham, such a kadesham and an amsham are not real amsham but is amsha Iva. It is parts as if. Kalpita, imagined. By what? Like limited by avidyakrita upadhi. Clear? Okay, so that's what he says. And darshitascha ayam artaha kshetradhyaye vistarashaha. Like whatever I have explained here now, this idea, darshitam, this theory, philosophy, the same explanation has been Vistarashaha, which has been explained in depth. Kshetra Dhyaya, in the 13th chapter, Kshetra Kshetrajna Yoga. In the second shloka, explanation of Shankara Bhashyam is quite long. You can go through it. So that's where Shankara deals with a lot of these concepts. So here, there is the amsham is not real, but it is as if amsham. The Surya Amsham in Jalam is not really Surya Amsham, it is as if Surya Amsham. Because there is no real Surya Amsham. Even if it is the Pratibhyambam or the Avachetam, there is no real Amsham. But Amsham itself is only an imagined thing. That imagined Amsham is Sanatanam because it is not, it has no separate existence apart from the original. So it is that amsham itself, amsham concept itself is not real but as if imagined. And how does that amsham come? That amsham is because of avidyagrata upadhi parichinnam, is because of limitation of upadhi created by avidya. So this means like that amsham, that part of Paramatman, that part of Paramatman is something which is limited by the adjunct of avidya, adjunct created by avidya, and it is as if amsham and imagined. Such a jivo, that jiva, mad amshatvena kalpitah, katam samsarati utkramati cha iti uchyate. That jiva, who is mad amsham, who is my amsham, which is kalpitam, again, which is imagined, that jiva, katam samsarati. Samsaranam means, like, how he gets deluded in the world. So, how samsaranam happens, utkramati, how it comes in and how it goes out, how it gets deluded into samsaram and how it goes out of the body. Chaiti, how this happens, uchyate. That the Lord says in the second line of the shloka, that manashashtani indriyani srotradi, manashashtani indriyani srotradini, like the indriyani, manaha is the sixth one, and the indriyani are the five indriyas of srotradini, srotra chakshu and all those things. Prakritistani swastane karnashashkulyadav prakritau sthitani karshati akarshati. Like prakritistani, prakritistani is which is in nature. Nature means what? Karna shashkulyadav prakritau sthitani karshati sthitani. Sthitani means like prakritistani means it is in nature. In nature means what? Swastani, in one's own nature, one's own place. One's own place means like where? Karna shashkulyadav prakritau sthitani, which is in the particular, like various spaces, various circles, various spheres, such as inside the ear and all those things. So these indriyas are prakritisthani, are abiding in nature. Abiding in nature means it is situated in particular areas, their own particular areas where they are concentrated. And karshati, karshati means akarshati, it attracts. So like it attracts, like this amsham, jiva amsham, which is kalpitam, how does it attain samsaranam and utkramanam? It attains that by like akarshanam, by attracting, by pulling out the indriyas along with the mind, which abide in their own nature, in their own particular places. So that's how jiva samsaranam happens. Clear? Or any doubt in this?